Well, in this passage, Jesus appears to a group of his disciples. So they were together in the house. They locked the door because, well, they were afraid that the Israelites who hunted them down, who killed them, would come because they did that to Jesus. Right? Jesus was crucified by the Israelites, and his disciples were afraid that the same fate await them. And so they were in hiding. They locked the doors. But as we read, we suddenly see Jesus comes in and stands around them and says, "Peace be with you." That is a normal greeting of the day, just so you know. It's very much like hello or how are you going in our day today. And he somehow miraculously enters the house. We don't know how. John doesn't tell us. But he goes among his disciples and says, "Hello." But after saying that, he shows them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw Jesus because Jesus is alive. He is risen. Jesus is risen. And it is important that Jesus shows them his hands and his side because it's to show them this is the same person who was crucified on a cross. It is not somebody else masquerading, pretending to be Jesus. It's the same Jesus who was crucified 3 days before. And then Jesus says, "Peace be with you," once again. He repeats that phrase. And in repeating that phrase, in that second instance, it becomes significant. Because he said it after he shows them his side and his hands. And his disciples would have remembered what he told them before he died, that he would leave them with peace, and peace he will give them. And so, "Peace be with you," hello. He shows them his side and his hands and says, "Peace be with you." It becomes significant that second time. Why peace? What is this peace? Well, in the Old Testament, there is this Hebrew concept wrapped up in this word, shalom, translated peace in Greek. It is a word that is loaded with meaning, signifies well-being, not just physical well-being, but the welfare, well-being of your entire being, your from emotional, spiritual, and more importantly, spiritual well-being between us and God. Because of Jesus' death on the cross and now his resurrection, the followers of Christ have peace. We have peace with God. Jesus shows them his hands and his side and declares, "Peace be with you." That is another aspect or picture of our relationship with God, a new identity. First point that we saw, the picture is one of family, right, where we are adopted into God's family. And in this passage, the idea, the picture is one of a broken relationship, one of conflict between two parties, between God and mankind, but now restored, reconciled through Jesus' death and resurrection. Mended that relationship. We have peace with God. Christ says to us, "Peace be with you." Between April 7th, 1994, to sometime middle of July 1994, there was an estimated 500,000 to about 1 million Rwandans were murdered. Now, that was the genocidal mass slaughter of the Tutsi tribe by the Hutu tribe. One of the survivors is Jean-Paul Samputu. He was a rising star in the music scene, and his father warned him to leave the country when things was getting more dangerous. And he begged his father to leave as well, but his father refused and just said, "I'm 86 years old. I just want to die here." Jean-Paul, he did escape through the jungle. He went to another country. And as soon as the killing stopped, he went back to his village to look for his family. And he found out that his father, his mother, all his siblings were all murdered. People did not know how his mother and his siblings were killed, but they told him, Your father was killed by Vincent, your best friend, your father's friend. Now, as you can imagine, that broke him. And so he took the alcohol, he took the drugs, he wanted to forget what happened. At the same time, he also wanted to take revenge. Later on, he said, I wanted to kill Vincent, but I couldn't find him, so I started killing myself. It took him years to deal with all his issues of anger and bitterness and rage, desire for revenge. Some of his friends at this point, knowing what he's going through, they were praying for him. And then he said, in retelling the story, he said, in the midst of all this hell, I suddenly felt a strange peace in my heart. Faith helped me to stop drinking. I had tried many things, drugs, witch doctors, none of it worked. So I took a Bible, I went to a prayer mountain and spent 3 months away from everyone just to discover God's healing. He knew from reading his scriptures that he needed to forgive Vincent. He knew that he cannot love once again if he has hatred in his heart. And he knew that Jesus has forgiven him of his own sins, and in turn, he should forgive others. Now, it took him time to accept that message, but eventually he did. He was ready to forgive. Eventually, he met Vincent in 2007, told him that he forgave him, and that gave him great peace in his heart. There was reconciliation. There's peace between the both of them. The relationship was restored. After the initial meeting, they went out for a meal, and since then, they have often been together. They have peace with one another. It is the same with us. Before we had peace with God, we were at war with God. We were God's enemies. And in a war between God and us, who do you think will win? We wanted to define our own identity in rebellion to God. And in so doing, what has happened is that we have brought so much misery, so much chaos in our world, so much confusion in who we are. We have no peace with ourselves, no peace with each other. More importantly, we have no peace with God. But He is risen. Jesus is risen indeed. And He has reconciled us, mended that broken relationship. And when we trust in Him, He says to us, "Peace be with you." That's the significance of the resurrection. We have peace with God. We once again have this relationship with God. Forgiven of our sins, forgiven of our trespasses, forgiven of our transgressions against God. He is our Heavenly Father now. We have peace. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Because of his crucifixion, death, and because of his resurrection, we have peace with you. We have peace in our heart, we have peace with one another, and more importantly, we have peace with you. And so, Father, for those of us who are here who are restless, who are looking for security, who's looking for affirmation, we have all of that in Christ. We have peace with you. Help us to look to Jesus and find that peace in him. In his name we pray. Amen.